Welcome to the Story Pirates Podcast. The Story Pirates take stories written by kids and turn them into sketch comedy and songs. Now, if you're new to the Story Pirates Podcast, you can keep listening here for a hilarious story written by a real kid. Or, if you want to take the whole ride, head on back to Season 1, Episode 1 and start listening there. That episode is a great place to start. It's called I Love a Ghost / Fred the Carrot. But whether you're a new listener or a longtime listener, we're so excited to share with you a brand new story right here every week until Season 6 comes out later this year. And one of those stories is coming up right after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show. We were just bored and said, hey, why don't we write a story?
I have a huge imagination. If you only use your eyes, then you'll see less stuff.
How did our brains even come together? Like, it's so cool.
We inspire each other.
And the world will never be the same.
The Story Pirates.
Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Lee here. Have you ever heard of something called a parody? Well, a parody is a kind of storytelling where the writer takes something from the real world and then they sort of imitate it while making some details about the thing bigger or funnier or more exaggerated in some way. Here's an example. Like, if I was going to do a parody or exaggerated imitation of Peter, I might talk like this.
Hello, I'm Peter. Ba 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 ba. I like snacks. Ba 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 ba.
Okay, fine. A real parody is usually more clever than that. So here's another better example. Today's new story. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, I'm Bodie, and I'm 9 years old.
And I'm Rose, and I'm 7 years old.
And we live in Canada.
And this is our story.
The floor is llama.
Adults, kids, and llamas of all ages, it's time for everyone's favorite game show.
The floor is llama.
Hello, folks. And welcome to The Floor is Llamas, the only game show where...
The Floor is Llamas!
I'm your host, Grandma Llama, and before you ask, yes, I am every llama's grandma.
I love you, Grandma!
And Grandma loves you too, baby!
Haha, nice!
We've got some great contestants. First, give it up for Mike.
Hey there.
Carmella.
Hi.
Our last contestants are just two kids, Rose and Bob.
Hello, everyone.
We're really excited to be here, but we thought this was that other floor-based game show. You know, the floor is
lemurs? I love that show. It's really bananas.
No, I was actually...
Let's learn a little bit about our guests. Tell us about yourselves.
My name is Mike, and I'm obsessed with eating linguine, and that's it.
And how about you, Carmella?
My name is Carmella, and I love doing my little dance. This is it. Look, this is how I dance. Now that's what I call dance.
Beautiful. How about you, Rose and Bob?
My name is Bob, and I love to have fun with my friends.
Ditto on that.
What do you say we get started with our first challenge?
The floor is llamas!
All you have to do is make it across this room over this giant pit of llamas to get the prize. Let's say hello to the llamas.
What happens if we fall into the llamas?
The llamas will... tickle you. And that will in turn transform you into llama gas. To avoid the floor of llamas, there are different pieces of furniture you can jump on to get to the other side. But be warned, we might put a few traps in your way. Any questions? Seems like there are no questions. All right, contestants, get to your starting positions. Are you ready?
Yes! Yes.
3, 2, 1, go!
Time to make a big jump. 3, 2, 1, jump!
Will Mike stick the landing?
Nope! Oh, I missed. I fell into the llamas.
Mike, are you okay?
Yeah, I think I'm fine. Oh, wait, the llamas are tickling me now. It's actually really fun. Wait, what's happening? Wait! Ah, I'm turning into llama gas! My body!
Oh, no, my body! Does it hurt?
Actually, no. I feel the same. The only difference is that I don't have a body anymore and I've turned into a gas.
Looks like up next is Carmella.
Okay, here I go. 3, 2, 1, jump! Ugh, I made it!
Rose and Bob, you're next.
I'm gonna jump. Gah! Oof! Phew, I made it. Bob, jump and grab my hand.
Here I go. Jump! Ha!
I got you. We made it.
I knew we would make it.
Don't celebrate too soon. Next is the table.
The table is moving back and forth.
Oh, no. How will our contestants be able to make it on top of the table without touching the ground? We'll find out right after a word from our sponsors.
Have you recently been turned into llama gas? Are you wondering how to fill the void where your solid form used to be? Look no further than Llama Gas Man's Llama Gas Land. It's a gas! And this is my first commercial. How'd I do? Was that good? Sorry, I'm all over the place. Literally.
Wow, what a great commercial. Give it up for Mike!
Thanks, I like being llama gas now.
I don't exactly know what you're selling, but I'm happy for you. Anyway, we last left off with our contestants getting ready to jump onto the moving table.
Okay, Rose, jump with me.
Ready? 3, 2, 1,
jump!
Oh, and Bob and Rose have both made it to the table.
All right.
And right behind them is Carmella.
All right, here I go. I'm jumping and...
Oh, no! I missed! I'm falling into the llamas!
Oh, my! I'm being tickled. I'm turning into gas. Here I go.
Finally, someone else understands me.
Oh, hey, Mike, how you been?
I'm all right. A little gassy.
Next is the final test. Bob and Rose, if you can jump to the bed, you have a clear shot to the other side of the room.
What's the catch?
That catch is... going to be revealed right after another message from our sponsors.
Oh, come on!
Ah, my love, I knew that I would see you again.
We have been separated for so long, and yet I could never forget you.
I could never forget our first date.
Oh yeah, you took us to that place that made us feel purpose again. What was it called?
Llama Gas Man's Llama Gas Land.
Llama Gas Man's Llama Gas Land. I hear it's a gas.
That was my second commercial.
Hey, I liked it.
Nice.
I'm even less sure what you're selling than before, but I'm glad Carmela's involved now.
Okay, enough of this. We're all glad Carmela's involved now. But come on, Rose, we gotta win this challenge. We're so close.
The final obstacle blocking you from getting on the bed is another bed.
It looks like we've gotta make a choice. Which bed should we jump to?
Left.
Rose, let's do it. 3, 2, 1, jump!
You made it to the other side.
Nice!
But you jumped on the wrong bed.
How are we supposed to know that?
Better luck next time.
Aw, so what didn't we win?
A fabulous prize of llama eyeballs.
You know, I'm actually okay with that.
Yeah, we're good.
We can offer you a different prize if you'd like.
We don't want to become llama gas.
But it's a gas.
The end!
How'd I do? Was that a commercial?
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, If's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. If is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing If because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that If also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, If is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, If celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See If in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi.
Aren't you gonna eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. And now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
Send us your story.
First up, from an 8-year-old in Puerto Rico named Aurora, we have a story called The Pantry. And this story is all about a little mouse who desperately wants to do what no mouse has ever done before: get into the pantry of the house where they live. And this mouse does so many incredible feats in order to get into the pantry. For example, the mouse learns how to sing so that they can sing the cat to sleep. The mouse also has to rope swing over mouse traps, and when they get into the pantry finally, they take selfies with all the different kinds of food, which is incredible. Thanks for the great story, Aurora, and keep writing. Next up, from Calvin, a 9-year-old in Canada, we have a story called Esquirm. Now, an esquirm, Calvin tells us, is an animal that combines an eagle plus a squid plus a worm. And there's an incredible amount of detail about what esquirms are in this story. Calvin draws the esquirm, of course, and it looks incredible. So we learn about the appearance of the esquirm. We also learn about the habitat of the esquirm, the diet of the esquirm. We learn about predators, different animals that come after the esquirm. And we also learn about the esquirm's offspring. So what it's like when the esquirms have babies and how they grow up. But my favorite detail that Calvin includes about the esquirms is this. Esquirm's poop is a fertilizer to an extinct plant called zweeborbs. Zweeborbs are a type of plant that create energy. Calvin, I'm so incredibly impressed about all of the details you included about esquirms. Keep up the good work, my friend. Next up, we have a story from California by 4-year-old Summer, and it's called The Tooth Fairy Is Gonna Take Your Tooth. Which, like, duh, but did you know that tooth fairies also take the teeth of dinosaurs? Specifically, T-Rexes? Yes, that's right. Giant T-Rex teeth are also taken by the tooth fairy. Summer, thank you for this beautiful and, frankly, hilarious story. Keep writing, my friend! And finally, we have a story from 8-year-old Eli in Virginia that is called The Alive Book. Dun, dun, dun. And yes, the dun, dun, dun is in the title of the story. And the story itself is about a book that becomes alive when a witch that is very evil casts a spell on it, of course. And I have to admit that the ending of this story was shocking to me. It was the last thing that I expected this alive book to do. I wonder if you can guess what this alive book does at the end of the story. I bet you can't guess, but you should try. And then you should read the real story to find out if you were right. To read all of today's roll call stories, just head to storypirates.com/podcast.
That was roll.
And now it's time for you to write us a story yourself. Grown-ups can submit kids' stories at storypirates.com. And remember, we respond to every single story we receive. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to Bodie and Rose, today's authors. We'll be back next week with another brand new story. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Baer, McKenna Cox, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at The Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell. Roll call theme by Andrew Barbado. The Floor is Llamas was adapted by Joshua Nasser and features performances by Eric Austin, Greg Barnett, Woody Fu, Jasmine Romero, Martha Marion, Peter McNerney, and Megan O'Neill. Okay, so I've been thinking a lot about that parody that I did of Peter near the beginning of the episode, and the truth is, I think I can do a lot better. I'm so funny. And not only am I funny, but I'm sophisticated. It's a highbrow humor that I have. I know. You think the Story Pirates is all burps and farts. Well, guess what? Those burps and farts smell pretty good because all we eat is caviar. So here it is, my sophisticated, highbrow parody of Peter the Story Pirate. Ahem.
Do-de-do, do-de-do-de-do, do-de-do, blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah. Hello, it's me, Peter, blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah. Snacks, snacks, blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah. Blah 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 blah.